This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. A listener has an apology to make to me. Also, a new week of bangers. A man asks Jaguar Skills to DJ at his festival and goes about it really the wrong way. And is it too easy now to get a blue tick on your social media? Hello, George in Dorset, who says, Foles, what a tune. Uh-huh, that was What Went Down.
This is BBC Radio
1. Hope you're all good, it's Scott here. I've got Coldplay and Big Sean and M.O. coming up. So, Chris, I believe we had two very different weekends, you and I.
Well, I went back to see my parents on Friday night in Pinner, you know, where I grew up, and I had the most, like, Pinner hour at one point when I walked past my local pub and Will Stone Raider was there.
Got no fans!
All I can hear is him go, Chrissy! Chrissy! Oh. Like, what a coincidence, right, that the Wheelstone Raider happens to go to the same pub that's down the road from my parents.
Yeah, but is he not
Small
always
world,
in,
right?
Is he not always in pubs in the area?
Yeah, right. But it was just good to see him, because it's like, you know when you go back home, you want the real kind of, I'm back home.
You want the full experience.
You know, like, some people go back home and maybe you live in the countryside and it's like, you know, you only get this fresh air when you get back to the countryside. For me, it's seeing the Wheelstone Raider.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing, just seeing him there, stood there in his element.
Not a coincidence.
And then I went for a drink with my barber. You know my barber, like the ex-barber?
Oh, yeah, the one that you cheat on now.
Yeah, so it's a bit tricky, because he knows I'm with someone else, and you know how it is. But...
Well, you've not been back for a while, and you... We've got that new lady now, haven't you?
But it's kind of good. You know when you move on past a certain point, like there's not really anger anymore.
Oh, right. He was angry.
Yeah, we can sit down. We had a drink together and it just like, it just felt a bit like, only a little bit like how it used to be in the old days.
So he's fine now, right?
I think we're both kind of moved on in our lives, aren't we?
Yeah. I was in the City of Culture, Hull again. Second time for me this year after a big weekend. Hosting a concert called I Feel Love, which was a celebration of LGBTQ sexual freedom. No Wheelstone Raider, but we did have Will Young.
Oh, well, there you go.
Two
That's
very different
me and
weekends.
You there.
Very different.
Tune of the week. BBC
Radio 1. Right, this is my new tune of the week. See if you like. Drum and bass DJ from Cardiff. Real name, Lincoln. Known as High Contrast. This is a tune. Annie Mack's hottest record previously. Did a gig at our Maid of Ale studios with Mr. Jam back in April. See what you think of High Contrast. The beat don't feel the same. Love this.
Tune of the week. BBC Radio 1.
Disco, disco, disco. That is High Contrast and Boy Matthews. Enjoying that?
That is such a tune.
Right. I'm playing it for you every day this week. My new tune of the week. Just summer, that is, in 3 minutes. The beat don't feel the same.
Ibiza, make some noise. Let's kick
it. Radio 1 has landed in the dance music capital of the world.
This is Ibiza.
And we are bringing the party.
Are you ready?
Danny Howard and Mr. Jam present tres noches de música electrónica increíble.
It all begins on Friday night, when I will be live, back from the new High Nightclub.
With Eric Pritz,
Nele,
Pete Tong,
Kulch,
Beat Rates, and
Chris Stark in the toilets.
Yes!
Who came to party today?
BBC Radio 1.
Friday night from 7.
I keep forgetting that you're playing Ibiza this weekend in a toilet.
What is my life?
It's great that we've added you to that, though.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Paige and Vanessa and Vicky and Becky, all travelling back to Cornwall after a lush weekend in the Lake District. Hi, girls. We're getting in through the journey. That's Coldplay and Big Sean and Miracles, someone special. So, part of Radio 1's Ibiza weekend, which is this weekend, Chris is heading out to... I hear when people call it the White Isle. Ugh.
Yeah.
The White Isle. And playing a set in the toilets of the new High Nightclub. How's the set list looking up? Have you made any changes or done anything over the weekend?
Well, everyone who's been listening to Clara Amfo's show just then have been very, very helpful. So we've got loads of song suggestions. And yeah, I've started putting a few together.
Mm.
It's just knowing what to do. Do you go down the classics route?
I know.
Do you go for the people in the toilets? You know, songs to poo to kind of thing?
Yeah.
Or, like, what do you do?
You lot have been really helpful, though, so thanks for that.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Mate, you've got to add that in. Add that into the Ibiza set.
Or Becky Hill.
And Oliver Heldens.
Yeah, good idea.
Put that in. Gekka Overdrive on Radio 1. and Arcade Fire. Everything Now. This is Scott Mills. Rita Ora's coming up, and this is The Weeknd. I really like this now. Rockin'. BBC Radio 1. Hello, who's this?
It's Louise.
Hey, Louise. What's going on?
Well, I've been trying to get hold of you, really, because I kind of need to apologise about something.
Oh, what have you done?
Well, I kind of always thought that I'd be really cool when I met a celebrity, and that I'd respect their privacy and, you know, would be all cool about it. But that kind of went out the window a few weeks ago when I met you.
Oh, it's me?
Yeah.
Right. Where did we meet? Well,
it was a few weeks ago at the Coldplay concert.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, is it coming back to you?
Yes. What's gone on? Why have you got to apologise?
So I'm sat there, and it's amazing, and it's such a good concert. And then the lady next to me, who I'd never met in my life, sort of nudged me and went, oh, my God, it's Scott Mills.
OMG, so, Scott Mills. Wow. Look, Strictly.
Yeah, you know.
Strictly.
That's what happens sometimes, Louise. I've been with Scott where I've seen people go, oh, look, Scott Mills over there, look. Sometimes, Scott, you see the other person explaining who that is, you know,
yeah.
And then you'll see them go, Strictly.
Well, they point and go, Strictly. Do you remember that guy that just came up to me and pointed and, like, yeah, in my face and went, Strictly?
That's it. And sometimes it's that they know who you are, but they can't quite remember your name, but know where you're from. So go, Strictly.
Yeah. So anyway, this lady sort of pointed you out and I went, oh my God. Strictly. So I then start randomly waving at you madly. So the whole be cool thing went right out the window.
Yeah.
And you did actually see me waving at you. You were sat right in front of me in the row in front at the end of the aisle.
Yeah.
Because your head's about the same level as my knee.
Quite a big head, yeah.
No, I didn't know. It's fine. So I tap you on the shoulder and then start telling you how amazing your show is and how I love your show and all of that. And
you're really sweet, yeah.
Well, thank you for saying that. But anyway, so I then, don't ask me why, decided to start stroking your head and your face.
Yeah.
Like, repetitively.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I remember the lady stroking my head now, yes.
Yeah, and I thought in the back of my head, the normal Louise was saying, what are you doing? Mm. You know, this is an invasion of privacy. Please leave him alone. Mm. And the drunk Lou was going, he's loving it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you finally met Scott and you're getting on so well. You're both probably drinking wine and he's sat in front of you. So the natural thing to do is stroke his head.
I'll let you into a secret. I do quite like my hair being played with. But
by strangers, though?
Well, not so much strangers, no.
What I'm saying is, to put this into normal terms, if I was sat on a bus and someone behind me started stroking my head, I wouldn't just go along with it.
No, but I'm public property, Chris.
Yeah, well
that's
you are.
It. That's kind of like how I was treating you, and I just thought I'd never be like that, and I obviously completely failed ethically that I was going to be cool, and I really wasn't. So I just wanted to say sorry.
No, I think if you pay your licence fee, you should be allowed to stroke Scott Mills' head. That's my take on it.
Yeah, okay.
Would you?
I'm blushing a bit now.
Do you think, Louise, if we met again, that you would attempt it again?
I'd like to say no.
Why are you only just apologising now for this? Not that you really need to.
Oh, well, because the thing is, I thought about it and thought about it, and I actually heard about someone else doing something similar and recently and how appalled the celebrity was.
Who was that?
I can't say who it was.
Was it Nick Knowles?
No, it wasn't Nick Knowles.
No, because this story reminds me of a story I once heard about Nick Knowles
and
someone slipping something into his pocket once on a night out and him not taking very kindly to it.
Well, what was it?
I can't say.
You know, you, Scott, were an absolute gent. And,
thank you.
And you were so nice about it. And I didn't get my selfie. That was the only thing I was a little bit missed about. But hey.
Well, I'll tell you what we can do now. Scott can take a selfie and we'll just... Scott, you can send her the selfie.
Right. Oh, wicked. That'd be awesome.
Okay. Sorted.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
And then you'll have his number and you can bother him as much as you'd like.
I promise I am normal most of the time. I don't normally do things like that.
I had a whole conversation and a photo with a man in Hull at the weekend who thought I was Nick Grimshaw. And I just went along with it.
Really?
Did you?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wicked.
It was like, Nick, my missus loves your show. And I was like, oh, thanks. Like, absolutely loves you doing the breakfast show. All right, Louise, your head stroker. Love you. Bye.
All right, cheers. Bye.
Bye, bye. Scott Mills. How easy is it, right, to get a blue tick these days on your shows, on your social media?
Who are you throwing shade at here?
No one. So you can be all official, you know, get that nice blue tick. How easy is it? What do you have to do?
Well, I think it just appears, doesn't it?
Does it?
Does it? Well, what did you do to get the blue tick? Did you pay someone?
I had to ask.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So who did you ask?
Twitter.
Did you?
Oh, did yours just magically appear?
I honestly didn't have one for a very, very long time and it suddenly appeared. So this might be your theory being proved right. Are you saying it's easier to get a blue tick now than ever?
We'll discuss it in a bit, but how easy is it? The answer is far too easy. That's coming up. Here's Snake Hips and Zane on Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Woodrow in Belfast has been on. He says you can have this idea. Play a game which of these celebrities has been verified and which hasn't. Surely they all are, aren't they?
I think, is it trickier on Instagram as well?
But then what level of celebrity are we talking? That's what I'm interested in. Mm. Paul says you can ask for a blue tick, but it's got thousands of requests, so it'll take ages. Well, I'm going to talk more about this after two. I've got something to say.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Here's another question that Johnny raises. Say if you're famous for a bit, like you're on Love Island or you're on Big Brother, but then you lose your celebrity status, do you also lose your tick?
Well, you don't lose the tick, but I think you should.
I think you should after, like, if you're not famous for a while... Get rid.
BBC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Right, what is the appeal of having a blue tick on social media?
I think because the term for it is being verified, right?
Yeah, but what's the appeal of it?
Well, I think the appeal is it makes you sound like the most important person with that name.
Right. I used to think the appeal is because they're hard to get. They're not hard to get. They're not.
And you don't like that?
I just think it's too easy now. I think they were, but now I don't think so at all.
Is it not just a case that because the blue ticks have been around for a while, you're going to notice more and more? Because obviously you don't lose them once you've got them.
No. But like, I'm not being funny or rude, but there's some people work here in the office that have got them.
Right. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Just noticed a couple pop up over the weekend.
Yeah, but then that's... They've somehow... Well, actually, I see what you're...
Why do they need to be verified? Verified for what?
But no one really needs to get verified, do they? But you kind of want to because it makes you stand out.
But why? What's the point of it? I get it if you're a famous, if you're a celebrity or a DJ or you're
why?
In a band.
Why?
Because they are people that are in the public eye.
Yeah, but why?
Well, I mean, you know, scientist or something. I get that.
But if they're in the public eye, why do they need a blue tick? Surely the name is
because it's because there might be other people pretending to be them.
Ah, right. Yeah.
So there might be some fake accounts, so that you know it's the real
yeah,
one.
That's fair.
But like, if it's Bob who works in accounts, why does he need a blue tick?
Okay.
No, I'm not being rude. I'm just asking the question.
Well, why do you think it is that people would want a blue tick?
I don't know. I think they think it's like some. It's kind of like a badge, isn't it? It's like, yeah, I've got a blue tick. But like, you know, someone, Steve has been on saying, it's not for celebrity, it's for authenticity. Yeah, but why authentic for
you're
what?
You're really struggling to not say names here.
Authentic for
I
what?
I can tell. Yeah,
just asking.
So you're saying it should be made more difficult now.
Yeah. And if anyone knows how you, like, I think it's particularly easy on Twitter, not so much on Instagram.
From what I understand on Twitter now, and I don't think this ever used to be the case, there's a form that you can apply through.
Right, so
therefore, anyone can,
Bosh, just
anyone
do a form. We've got a blue tick. For what?
Well, not necessarily, because I'm sure there's some kind of vetting process, but maybe it's quite easy to meet those needs.
Right.
I don't know. I love that this annoys you, though.
Someone says you can lose a verification blue tick. Really? What, they take it off you?
But what they need is different levels of verified tick, don't they?
Yeah, I'm not...
Or maybe when you're no longer famous, maybe it turns into a who or something like that. Like,
I'm not
a W.
Being, like I said, I'm not being rude, but like I just don't really get why you would need one. Listen, if you've got a blue tick and you're not famous, not a celebrity or in a band or anything like that, or in the public eye, if you're a complete normo, but you've got a blue tick... text us on 81199. I want to hear your thoughts on how you got it in the first place.
BBC Radio 1.
This is new, Jay Huss.
Scott Mills.
Here we go. We've got a BBC introducing artist from Chester. Took them ages to get verified, but it shows that they're on a good level and not just the average bedroom musician, which is what swamps social media, they say. They don't leave their name. We've got a firefighter here who's got a blue tick. That's Steve in Oxford.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And well,
maybe
on, no,
listen.
We've got, Paul's got one as well. But what? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But maybe they're branching out, so you don't just need to be a celebrity or famous anymore to get a blue tick. I quite like that it's other professions.
Yeah.
And things like that. Do you know what I mean?
I think it varies on what social media you're on, but on Twitter, I think it's probably harder to get a Costco card.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1, Alma and Chasing Highs.
It does seem to be. There's this like branding expert that's been on saying that Instagram's a lot easier than Twitter.
Instagrams it? No, the other way around.
To get, sorry, Twitter's a lot easier. Yeah, to get verified. Yeah.
What's the criteria for Instagram? Famous?
You got to be famous, and basically they choose.
Right. We'll be the judge. Scott Mills. Love, love, love. Dua Lipa. New rules on Radio 1. Let's start up a new week of bangers.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Russell.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Are you working from home?
I am, yeah.
Do you do that all the time, or is it just today?
4 days a week, sometimes 3 days a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, most of the time.
How do you get anything done? Because I just don't think I would.
Well, obviously, aside from listening to you guys, I have to do something. But yeah, no, it's you have to be a bit disciplined, I guess.
Yeah, I don't have that, really. So I don't think I'd be rubbish at it. I'd be rubbish at WFH.
Yeah, you would be. Have you just been on holiday, Russell?
Yes, we went to Mexico for 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Whereabouts in Mexico?
Just near Cancun, kind of between Cancun and Playa del Carmen.
Oh, my brother went there, yes.
Yeah,
so that's the end of the story.
Cool.
Sorry, not that interesting.
So were you doing like a spring break kind of thing?
No, it was just to chill out with my wife.
Cool.
You know, we've been a few times before. We couldn't really decide where to go, so it's just one of those things.
Who do you normally pick on bangers, please?
I have to say it's normally Chris.
He didn't do well last week particularly, did he?
I disagree with that.
No, he was totally robbed, especially when it was Shakedown and Taylor Swift, because that is just a tune, an absolute tune.
Mm. Yeah, totally.
Okay. All right, I hear you. Here's what I've got for you today, Russell. What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club.
Good song.
Really good. Don't hear it that often, do you?
No.
Oh, these are good bangers today. Russell, would you like to hear what I've got?
Yeah, come on, fire
all right.
away.
You could have that, or you could have My Choice Say, which is this.
Oh.
Now, you definitely haven't heard this for a while, right? This is D12, my band.
Okay, cool.
Good choices today, I mean.
Very good.
Very cool, yeah.
yeah, very cool, yeah.
I do have to say, though, normally, Chris, I would go with you, I do love a bit of Two Door Cinema Club.
Oh, dear. All that after you saying he was robbed last week, too. It's Two Door Cinema Club and What You Know on BBC Radio 1.
Look, we both know what's happened here, don't we?
What?
Absolute robbery.
No, it isn't.
Look at this. Brad Jenkins on Twitter says, by far the biggest heist of a robbery I've ever heard.
I can't hear any sirens.
How can you choose that over D12?
Maybe they're running late.
Mate, look at the amount of messages coming in.
Oh, okay. Cool. They're here.
They're going to take you down.
Yes. Oh, no. The popo are here. No, I don't believe that was a robbery today, but loads of people are saying otherwise.
It was a robbery.
Well,
so 1-0 to you. I'll be back tomorrow with another good one.
He always chooses you as well. Scott Mills. Can you please get someone for bangers who actually has a sense of music? Some of the decisions lately have been shocking, this person says. In my eyes, Chris is... in my eyes, it's 1-0 to you, Chris, not Scott. Well, it's not, though,
count.
Is it?
It doesn't count. But also, I mean, you had a good song, don't get me wrong, but Josh in London says Two Door Cinema Club is a cocktail sausage compared to the banger that is D12.
I love how passionate people get about it. Just a couple of songs on the radio.
Scott Mills.
Been a lot of talk on the show recently about these kind of DIY music festivals that people have now. They're not massive ones like Reading or Leeds or Glastonbury or Big Weekend. They're ones that just people put on randomly in a field or in their back garden, but they do it properly. You know, there's a stage, there's wristbands and that. Someone's been in touch with me, and this is why I always love your email stories. Anything from your life that you think you want to share with me, anything at all, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You run the show. You're the glue of this show. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Any stories? Anyway, this guy's been on, arranging his own festival at the moment. Is trying to book a DJ. And obviously DJs, like when they play live, they have agents. And what he said to the agent when asking for this DJ, He's got it all wrong. It's coming up in the next 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
Really soon, Radio 1 is going to play you The Vamps, Martin Jensen, and also some Jamie T, which is going to sound brilliant.
BBC Radio 1.
Recently on the show, we've been talking about people that hold their own music festivals, sometimes in a field or a back garden. A lot of people do it, generally poshos. Right, so I've had an email from this guy called Luke, and he's been trying to set up a kind of DIY festival with his mate Connor, and they're at the stage where they're trying to book bands and artists and DJs. However, from the email that Luke has sent me, I'm not quite sure they know what they're doing. They want to book the DJ Jaguar Skills.
Ah, this is interesting, though, because we haven't heard of many of the really small festivals that people set up trying to get big artists there, apart from those that, like, send outrageous tweets to people like Ed Sheeran thinking that they're going to turn up. It won't happen.
Let me read you what Luke and his friend Connor sent to Jaguar Skills' agent. Hi, mate. Don't start with that. Me and my friend are doing our second year of our DIY music festival in East Sussex in August. We put you on the lineup for a laugh and people actually believed it, so we're in a tricky situation now. Either we have to put our mate in a ninja mask and hope no one notices, or we can ask you personally and hope you'll do it for a laugh. Oh, this is all wrong. You'd be doing us a massive favour. We're massive fans and have seen you many times at festivals and clubs. We can also pay you in warm lager. Yours sincerely, Connor and Luke.
I mean, it's at least it's honest.
But it's not the right way to go about tackling an artist agent, is it?
I don't think it's the normal way of doing it.
Let's speak to Luke now. Hi, Luke.
How are you doing?
You all right?
Yeah, really good.
So I've got the form which you kindly forwarded me here, which Jaguar Skills' agent sent to you to fill in, right?
Yeah, perfect.
So they want to know, like, the day and the time and the, you know, your contact details, where the festival is, what the set time is, the budget, all pretty standard stuff, really, on this. But the way that you've replied to Jaguar Skills' agent is what I want to kind of pick up on here.
We've just gone for honesty more than anything.
Honestly, and a little bit over-friendly.
Yeah.
But sometimes that works, right?
Well, that's what we were hoping.
Yeah.
Do you think your festival was lacking a big name last year?
Yeah, I think that's definitely what claimed it. We clashed with Reading last year, so that didn't really help things. But
who decides to have on the same weekend as Reading?
Yeah, that's tricky.
Yeah.
Why Jaguar Skills?
Well, we thought we could pull it off either way if he didn't show up, because we can disguise him, since the kind of secret identity of Jaguar Skills.
Yeah, if you don't know, Jaguar Skills does wear a mask, so it could be anyone there.
Mm.
Hopefully our mixing skills are good enough. I'm not sure they are, but we were going to give it a shot.
What do you mean you've put him on the lineup anyway? That's what you said to his agent.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
Right.
I don't think we're meant to do that for legal reasons.
Yeah, you can't just go putting people on posters or on the lineup if they're not actually going to be there. Not allowed. Have you taken him off the lineup now?
Yeah, we've released an official statement to our 20 Facebook friends.
Okay, let me just go through some of the notes of how you've replied to Jaguar Skills, his agent, all right?
Yeah, go for it.
Venue or festival site, overall capacity, and how many rooms?
That's a very interesting question, that is. And you know why agents ask that, Scott, because obviously some big artists won't perform in small places.
Mm-hmm. So Luke put back, 2-bed bungalow in the countryside, 6 rooms in total, 7 if you count the porch. Has 6 acres of land, though, and a forest where the festival will take place again. Capacity is like 100 to 200.
At that size of things, Luke, capacity being 100 to 200 seems a bit vague.
Yeah, well, we haven't really tested capacity. We were struggling for numbers last year. So,
yeah, they do kind
really
of need to know. Moving on, what stage, i.e. main stage, second room, main room? And you've put back, just one stage, let's not get carried away.
It's about quality, yeah.
What is the capacity room? 6 acres of land, you've put, suitable for 2 or 3 horses. And they've asked for the promoter's name and the company name. Your friend has replied on your behalf. He owns a gym in Lewis, I can't remember the name of.
Yeah, the fitness studio Lewis, if I want to promote that, plug it a little bit.
Moving on, it says festival doors open, close. You've put doors open at 1 p.m. Curfew, you've put to the break of dawn, yo. set time, any time you like between open and close.
We're still struggling for numbers on DJs at the moment. So
yeah, I've noticed.
Still some space.
Luke, there's a lot to go through here.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, so if you're all right to hang there a second, I'll read through the rest of the form after this, all right?
Scott Mills.
What a song, Jamie T, Zombie, Vamps coming up, and also the new Duke Dumont, which I love, called Real Life. So Luke, we're speaking to at the moment, and he's running a festival with his mate. He's tried to book the DJ, Jaguar Skills, and we're just kind of working through the email that he sent to Jaguar Skills' agent. Hey, Luke.
Hey.
Scott, if I just skip us forward slightly to what I can see is the proposed running order for set times later on.
Okay.
Let me just take you through it. The suggested lineup that Jaguar Skills will be performing alongside. Bear in mind, Jaguar Skills normally at a festival does about 45 minutes to an hour, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
1 p.m. Sussex Slackline Championships. What's that?
Oh, it's the when you tie a line between two trees and like hippies just bounce up and down and you just walk along it and stuff.
So that's for an hour.
Right, what's after Slackline?
2 p.m. iPod Battle. Have you ever iPod Battle?
Okay, good.
3 p.m. Beer Pong Championships.
Mm-hmm.
That goes on for 2 hours, Scott, where at 5 p.m. the music begins.
Okay.
That's DJ Grant.
Who's Grant?
Just an amateur DJ. Right. I think he did one set last year, which was last year's Hillside.
Right.
He's confirmed.
So he starts things off.
DJ
then at
Grant.
6 p.m., you bring in the headline act, Jag Skills. But then the problem is with this running order, you've then put 7 p.m. Jag Skills, 8 p.m. Jag Skills, 9 p.m. Jag Skills, 10 p.m. Jag Skills, 11 p.m. Firework Extravaganza. That goes on for an hour. Talk to me.
So we're looking for people to bring fireworks.
Okay, let's skip past that. 12 a.m. Scott, Jag Skills.
Right, still
1 a.m. Jag Skills.
Uh-huh.
2 a.m. Jag Skills back to back with me.
So let me just get this right. With a couple of breaks, Jag Skills is on from 6 p.m. until when?
2 a.m.
Right. No, 3 a.m.
Actually, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Because at 3 a.m. it says Luke's drunken impression of David Rodigan. Can you just give us a little bit of your impression of David Rodigan?
Just give me some signal for David Rodigan. This is the music I've grown up with and love.
So just that sounds like you.
It is me, yeah.
Right.
Anyway, back
it's
to the
act that goes around it as well.
Right, okay, yes, be there. Okay, let's go back. Budget, you've put, if we do a quick whip round, we can probably get 100 to 200 quid between us and can supply you with unlimited lager. Is travel provided, i.e. flights, trains, petrol expenses? You've put, if you can get a lift / train to Uckfield Station, I don't mind. or give you a lift to the event in my Corsa. Or Luke can pick your stuff up in his van. Sponsors declared, they've asked. We're hoping to get on Lad Bible for our media coverage. Also, our mate Strobe Light Steph is our official light show sponsor. Now, tell me about Strobe Light Steph.
Well, absolute mad party animal that brings her own strobe lights. So what the world do you need to know?
So her name's Steph and she brings a strobe with her, does she?
Yeah.
That's basically it.
We've been promised coloured strobe lights this year, so we're hoping for good things.
Is she one of your mates as well, Strobe Light Steph?
Yeah,
cool. Anyway, what was the reply from Jaguar Skills agent? I think I can guess.
He said if he sees any advertising of Jaguar Skills, he's going to contact his legal team. And,
legal response.
Good, so you've taken
and
that down.
We need to release an official statement to our friends on Facebook.
So a definite no there.
Yeah, we didn't get anything out of it, unfortunately. No. So we are still in negotiations for new artists.
I hope it goes well. And if you'd like to play this festival with Grant, DJ Grant, and Strobe Light Steph, then let us know if you're free.
Brilliant. Yeah, get in contact.
All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Azrael's been on saying, how about Chris? Might be better than his gig in the toilets in Ibiza. Sign him up. Surely he'll do it for the laughs.
I don't know, really, just because it looks like it hasn't had the most kind of thought through organisation, I suppose you could put it.
No.
I don't know. What about you? You up for it?
No. No. There are some bands saying we'll get in touch and we'll play for a warm beer. So that's really nice.
Awesome.
Nice. Monk Music, there's, on Facebook there. A couple of DJs been on saying they'll play it. That's really sweet.
Sweet.
How is that set coming along for Ibiza? I noticed you were just doing it while you were on air.
Yeah, I'm just trying. Oh, okay.
Do that after the show.
Hang on a minute. Am I not allowed to work on it now, then?
No, I'd rather you did it after.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Jude Dumont, Gordon City, real life.
James on Twitter saying you were acting a little bit salty, Mills. Maybe it's a jealousy thing about Ibiza.
What about you playing a toilet
going
in Ibiza?
You're not going.
I'm not jealous at all, though, am
you're
I?
You're not going, though.
Been before, though.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Do you think it's a bit muggy that you're just going to Ibiza and not me, or do you think it's karma for the Saturday Kitchen debacle?
Well, who are you suggesting has been muggy? Because I'm not being muggy with it, am I?
Well,
it was Danny Howard who sorted it.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, I was just wondering. So, I wonder if you thought it was muggy or not. But
I mean, I can tell that you're obviously unhappy with the situation.
I don't honestly care.
You don't care at all.
How's that set list coming along?
Well, you've told me to stop working on it now.
Absolutely, yes.
So you're not going to allow me to work on this at all during hours of the show?
We're on air.
Fine. It doesn't mean I can't do it. No, I think this Ibiza trip's going to be really, really fun.
Ready One.
It's actually a shame you're not there.
Ready One is in Ibiza this weekend, and Chris has got a... Well, Danny Howard's secured him a gig in the toilets at High Nightclub.
Exactly. That's the key headline there, in High Nightclub.
Yeah.
On Radio 1's weekend there. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger, does it?
Up there with the greats.
Scott Mills.
That's Georgia Smith. She's playing on Ibiza at Radio 1's big weekend with Radio 1's big weekend. Ibiza weekend with you.
Yep.
She's not in the loose. She's at Cafe Mambo. We're back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.